Federal auditor says Obama's anti-foreclosure is such a failure that it risks generating public anger and mistrust. Program made some homeowners worse. That is the truth. That is the truth. This is the most mismanaged, bullshit fucking program. As my friend said, who works, and I don't want to get him in trouble, so I'm not going to tell you which bank, but he works for, I mean, if I say famous bank, I think you know there's only a few. All right. He said he called it fraud. Out and out fucking fraud. The Obama administration's signature anti-foreclosure effort, unveiled in 2009 with a promise of helping 3 to 4 million homeowners modify their mortgages, is such a failure that it now risks generating public anger and mistrust. What are you talking about? Now risks? Are you fucking crazy? It has exactly generated mistrust and anger. Far from helping at-risk homeowners, the Home Affordable Modification Program has actually made some homeowners worse off, according to the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, also known as the Wall Street Bailout. The Treasury Department set aside $50 billion from TARP plus another $25 billion from taxpayer-owed Fannie Mae to mortgage service servicers $1,000 incentives to reduce monthly mortgage payments by modifying eligible homeowners' loans. But more people have been bounced from the program than have been helped by it. These people in the banks, I'm telling you, prison is too fucking good for them. It's too fucking good for them. Prison is too fucking good for them. I don't give a shit. You know, what they say, how hard they work, this, that. You cunts in the banking business with your different instruments, revenue-enhancing instruments, you know. You guys looking at making dollars without any conscious... I mean, do you understand that when you fuck up, things get bad? When I fuck up, I get fired from a radio station. Who gives a shit? Nobody. And that's as it should be. I'm glad I have the job I have. I'm an entertainer. You can do without me. No fucking problem. Phil Henry goes away. The fucking world is no the worse off. These bitches, they fuck up. What do you think happened? The whole goddamn world goes into lockdown. The whole fucking world. Look at this shit. They unnecessarily deplete their dwindling savings to an ultimately futile effort to obtain the sustainable relief promised by the government, by the program guidelines. In other words, they go into their savings to continue to pay small amounts on the mortgage, thinking that they're going to get some kind of relief that never comes. Even in circumstances where they never missed a payment, they may face back payments, penalties, and even late fees that suddenly become due on their modified mortgages and that they are unable to pay, thus resulting in the very loss of their homes that it was meant to prevent. And losing a home, and these motherfuckers, I'm telling you, there isn't a fucking goddamn torture in hell good enough for these motherfuckers. And don't give me this bullshit either about how this, that, something else. You know, one of the problems we're having here, if you look at an industry that was run by so many fucking miserable cunts in the first place that were greenlighting these subprime loans or were bundling them and selling them or were doing anything that anybody could reasonably, anyone with a degree in math or anyone had any understanding of accounting, anybody who had any understanding of interest and you know, would certainly see that this is a problem we're going to be looking at down the road here somewhere. They're in the banking business, so these are things they should foresee. Well, they didn't. And why didn't they? Well, because they were either too fucking stupid or selfish, or it was somebody else's problem. Probably a little of the above. All of the above, right? Now, take the same stupid cunts that ran the fucking banking business into the ground and then tell them, now we've got a mortgage modification program. We're going to try to make this right with the American consumer. We want you guys to administer the same stupid fuckers. Now, you think these people are going to see there's no benefit in it for them. Now, I know people that have talked to these people. I'm going to say it right now. I know people that have talked to these loan modification officers at Chase, at Bank of America, rude motherfuckers, lying motherfuckers, telling people that we will call you back and they never do, assigning them representatives who never fucking heard of them. You lying motherfuckers, B of A, fucking Chase, you fucking thieves. You people ought to be roasted on a fucking spit. No shit. Lying motherfuckers, where the fuck did you people, where did you ever get the temerity to think you could work with the public? And talking to the way you, you know, I've talked to people, man. The way you talk to people, people about to lose their home, you smart-ass motherfuckers. Somebody ought to reach through that phone and smack your fucking faces. If it sounds like I'm pissed, I am, on behalf of a lot of people. No, I'm not one of them. Thank God. This kid here. And you want to know why? Because I happen to be a guy that, through my good fortune, you know, I could afford to hang on to my house, you know, through these tough times. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I'm saying that I was not faced with the unbelievable amount of debt that some people are faced with. But I'll say on behalf of a lot of people, right now, into this fucking camera, you motherfuckers at the big banks, the Bank of America's, the Chase, and there's a few others, you fucking cunts, you are not fucking qualified to own pets. You've talked to people, rude motherfucker. You lie to people, lie to them. Oh, we'll get somebody. We'll get somebody. We'll have somebody. I've heard from people who said they were told they'd talk to someone, that they were assigned somebody. That person never fucking called them. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 phone messages. Do you think it's funny people losing their houses? You motherfuckers at Bank and B of A and Chase. Do you think it's funny? You must think it's funny. Is that it? You cocksuckers think it's funny not returning the phone call of someone who is desperately trying to save their house? You miserable pieces of shit. And I know what you people are about, too. This is what you're about. Oh, let's cancel our advertising on Henry's show. That's what your fucking miserable, unprincipled asses is about. You don't like being called on shit. And rather than make it better, rather than improve your performance, rather than do something, anything at all, to make the world better, as opposed to what you've been doing, which is just making this fucking world so hard to live in, it's not even funny. I mean, as we've said on the show so many times, why do you think we love the guys like Sullenberger? There's one guy out of millions that knows how to do his fucking job. Because God knows we're surrounded by motherfuckers that can't do their goddamn job for love or money. And you fuckers are at the top of the fucking list. We got more incompetent motherfuckers that can't find their ass with both hands, man. Can't do their fucking job. Don't know how to do their fucking job. Passing the buck to somebody else. Well, the government did this, and another guy did that, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. Gee, it's out of my hands. We're sick of fucking people like you. We're sick of motherfuckers like you. Somebody's got to stand up and be a fucking man and do something for people. Like, how about the president of the fucked up bank? There's an idea. Why don't you fucking cunts that run B of A and Chase, why don't you assholes stand up and make a statement, a profoundly proactive, positive statement that's going to help people? I swear to God, you motherfuckers, that'll be more of you cocksuckers being put in fucking handcuffs. Not few. More. All right. Fuck. What a heartbreak. And it's people's homes, too, you know? And we're not talking about people that were, you know, we're not talking here about people that did not make their mortgage payments. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about people that were making their mortgage payments and then found themselves out of a job or out of work or having their income severely slashed as the result of this incredible downturn in the economy. And this incredible downturn in the economy was brought on in part by the irresponsible practices of people in the financial sector. So, to somehow do the right thing, part of that TARP money was going to be earmarked to help homeowners, people who were making their payments. making their payments, but we're having a hard time making them because of the loss of a job or other income. That's pretty clear, and it doesn't sound like a terrible thing to ask. You know? The next time I walk into a bank, and it happens, when people will say, would you like to try our program? I'm going to say to them, I'm not going to try any goddamn program you people have ever again. Ever again. I keep accounts here, you're right. But the next home I buy isn't going to be through you. Not going to be through you. Well, we're awfully sorry you feel that way, sir. Oh, I see. You think I'm kidding, don't you? Well, I'm going to come to your fucking bank when I buy my next house, and I'm going to wave the papers under your fucking nose of the people, okay, of the lender that I used, as opposed to you. I wouldn't go near you motherfuckers if you were spray-painted gold, man. If you were gold leaf. Jesus H. Christ, I'm telling you. Takes fucking balls of steel, doesn't it? Balls of steel! I'm telling you. Fucking people, man. And of course, to hear them talk, oh, they got a tough life. You know, what do you want from me, man? I worked my way up the ladder like everybody else. You worked your way up the ladder like everybody else. I bet you got a couple of breaks along the way. Nobody ever gave me nothing. Bullshit. And you want to know, if nobody ever gave you nothing, then I got money that says you fucking stole it. I come up the fucking ladder too, man. I come up the same goddamn ladder you come up, and I know people do people favors. Everybody owes somebody something. Don't ever fucking forget that. Don't ever forget that. Everybody owes somebody something. If you are having a run of success in your life, there are people you can thank. I'm not saying they are the ones that did it, but I'm saying that there are a few people that you can thank for giving you a hand up. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. Don't ever fucking get such an ego. No matter where you are in this world, don't ever get such a fucking ego on you that you think you did it all yourself. Yes, you worked hard. Yes, you busted your ass. And yes, you crawled and climbed. But along the way, my friend, there were people that believed in you. And, you know, every now and again stuck out a helping hand. Or, you know, showed you their tits. Or just something that made the day, you know, go better. All right.